We'd like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Come join us on June the 17th in our next community meal. This is open to all our community free of charge. We are having tacos, nacho cheese, chips, and cookies. So please come and join us at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana from 5 to 7 o'clock for good food and fellowship. Our scripture this morning is from Matthew 7, 21 through 29. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did you not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell you them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers, the wise and the foolish builder. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught us one who had authority and not as their teacher of the law. Our sermon this morning is A Firm Foundation by Pastor Angel Armstrong.
The beauty of today's scripture passage is it's fairly easy to understand. Sometimes the parables are a wee bit difficult to understand. Sometimes it has to do with the culture being different at that time than it is now. Sometimes it has to do with not reading the entire passage in context, which I believe is very important. But today's scripture is pretty easy to understand. Jesus is telling us that if we build our lives upon his teaching, upon God's word, upon the laws of Moses, if we authentically seek to do the Father's will and not try to have a big false display of being Christian, then our lives will indeed withstand the storms of life, the rain and the sun. The rain falls upon all of us no matter what we do, and the sunshine is displayed upon both the good and the evil. All you have to do is look at the news today to see all kinds of images of our changes upon this earth. Climate change gives us a strong visual image of rains falling, floods coming, and winds blowing, among other things. For me personally, there is a message in these disturbing images. Jesus is asking me to consider my foundation. Will I continue to build them? Now, I might have been late coming to the Lord in my early 30s, but I have fallen in love with the Word of God, and I cannot get enough of it. Yet there are times that I do not build up my foundation, that I do not spend time with people from the body, that I do not spend time in prayer, that I do not spend time in the Word. Spend a good deal of time in the Word preparing for a message. But do I actually open the Word of God every single day and read it so it will fortify me, strengthen me, and prepare me for the trials and tribulations of this life? Not always. Jesus invites me to have the same rootedness, to be so rooted and firmly planted in the Word that when those storms, when those winds, when those tornadoes and hurricanes hit, I am not easily uprooted. Has anyone ever been in a severe storm, a tornado, or a hurricane? When I was in Hawaii, pregnant for my boy, there was a horrible, horrible hurricane. And I stood and watched it. Clothes off of the clothing line would hit the electrical lines and burst into flames. And with all that wind and all that rain, you wouldn't think that anything could remain on fire. But it did. It fell down on buildings, which exploded into flames. Trees were uprooted. Cars were turned over. It was terrible. And a lot of people lost a lot of things, just the same as the tornadoes that we've been experiencing around the country lately. The difference, the dividing line, for those of us who truly seek the Father's will, who truly seek to live our lives on a firm foundation, is faith and obedience. When we are filled with faith, when we have been obedient to the Word, when we have gathered together with people of like mind, we receive strength, and that strength carries us through the storms of life. Does anybody know Casting Crowns song, Praise You in the Storm? It's a beautiful song. The song sings, I will praise you in the storm. When I was raising up youth groups, Casting Crowns put out a book explaining the story behind all of their songs. This one was particularly poignant to me. There was a little girl with terminal cancer. She was 10 years old. At 8, she had been diagnosed with the cancer, and she had fought and she had won. Her family was filled with faith, but yet they struggled, because those rains fall upon all of us. It does not matter how faithful we are. We will go through the storms of life. At one point, when the little girl's pain reached an 11 on the scale of 1 to 10, her mother stood on top of the Bible, literally stood on the Word of God, and she read. You remember those old IBM computer pages that had the little holes along the side? She stood there and read the scriptures and the prayers and the things that people in her church had sent for her and her daughter. Immediately, those prayers and those scriptures brought peace to the little girl. That is having a solid foundation, not living off of shifting sand. We can get through anything in this world with a solid foundation of faith. Come, build with me if you will. Perhaps you've seen a scene yourself. Perhaps you've been in the midst of a storm. I went camping this past weekend, and it was so nice because we had a pop-up camper. It popped out on each side, and I could see the beauty of the stars as I looked out. But I remembered other times of camping. Have you ever gone camping and just when you got out there to set up your tents with your sleeping bags and your little grill and all your belongings, it starts pouring down rain? I have. It's funny, or at least it will be later. When you think about the fact that what you are setting up for, you're setting up these tents, these shelters to protect you. But as you're setting them up, you're being pelted with the rain. Sometimes those stories are funny later, except when they are tragic. Sometimes you see setting up camp in the midst of a storm isn't so funny. It's rather heartbreaking. Sometimes dealing with the storms of life are just a little too much. And that will we rely upon Jesus Christ, His blood, His righteousness, upon that solid rock that will sustain us through any storm in life. That is also why we are called to gather together as the body of Christ. Because with you, and with you, and with you, I can withstand almost anything. Lately, I've been struggling a little bit with autoimmune stuff, and it makes me kind of frustrated and angry, and part of that comes up with depression, and I've had a lot of pain. Well, I was sitting in here Friday. I have rewrote this sermon 3 times this week. I was sitting in here Friday, and I was grumpy. Ask Terry. I was not at all nice. When we couldn't find the blankets that had been ordered, I was like, give me their number. I'm going to have a come-to-Jesus moment with them. Well, we found them all. All 3 boxes were out here. She calmed me down, told me not to call yet. She was going to make a few calls and check. She left, and I was sitting there, and the pain started to get so intense in my back, down my leg, in my knee, and in my foot that for just a moment, I stepped over to that shifting sand, and I had a pity party, and I yelled out, so glad nobody was here in the church. I yelled out, God, if you can't make me healthier and better, just call me home. And then it hit me. I had no right to be complaining about things. I had a few moments of unbearable pain. We all have things in our life that are stressful. And then I remembered what I am called to do. When those storms of life broadside me. So I started texting a few friends and begging them to pray. My best friend came back with, get it together, Angel. Heather needs you. I'm like, yes, I know. I was a wimp for just a few minutes. Chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the book of Matthew's Gospel are devoted to perhaps the single most famous collection of Jesus' teachings. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. It is filled with wonderful teachings, the Beatitudes, the Lord's Prayer. It teaches us to turn the other cheek. The startling challenge to cut out anything in our life that is sin or that tempts us to sin. The equating of lust with adultery, anger with murder, and the invitation to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We'll never reach that, but we should be striving for it. We should also be striving for the kingdom here on earth. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to live in Christ's likeness. We should be striving for it daily. The Sermon on the Mount is filled with rich counsel and counter-cultural demands. Each of the warnings in it contrasts 2 different kinds of people. Those who choose to do right and wrong. those who bear good fruit and those who bear bad. Those who do or those who fail to do the Father's will, and those who build upon rock or upon sand. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. That's the dividing line, beloved. He who does the will of my Father. He who reads the Word. He who searches the Scriptures. He who gathers together on Sunday to worship with the community. He who prays is on a solid foundation, a foundation that can carry them through life. When we get busy, I'm sure you've noticed it, when we get busy or life is overwhelming and we stop doing those things, our life starts shifting and we begin to sink as if in quicksand. That is why it is so important. If doing the Father's will is so crucial, what then is the Father's will? Remember, I said it's so important to read the Scriptures in context. Let's do a quick bullet point of the Sermon on the Mount. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us that obedience requires poverty of spirit, mourning, meekness, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, mercy, purity of heart, and peacemaking. In 5:16, we are told to let our light shine, to keep our commandments, to deal with anger and resolve conflict. That's in 5:21-26, and it is later again in the book of Matthew. So it must be a pretty important issue. When we don't deal with our anger, when we don't resolve conflict, it materializes not only in our attitudes, not only in our lives, but also in our bodies. We are told to maintain proper marital relationships, to speak honestly without a big display or fancy oath, to act in generous and loving ways, even towards our enemies, to give alms, offerings, to provide for the poor and the less fortunate, to pray in secret. In 6:14-15, we're told to forgive. In 6:24-34, we are invited to seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything else in life that we desire will be added unto us. We are called in the beginning of the 7th chapter to refrain from judgment. You know that whole angel pull the plank out of your eye before you deal with the speck in your sister's eyes thing? It's not ours to judge. It's God's to judge. This is a daring recipe to live like Christ. At the conclusion of it all, Jesus talks about a storm. Near the end of Matthew 7, Jesus painted a brief picture of two different types of carpenters. He himself, being a carpenter, would easily be able to paint such a picture. We're not surprised to hear that those houses, those lives, built upon a weak foundation, come crashing down when the storms of life come beating against them. We also should not be surprised to hear that the one built upon the solid rock, the solid foundation, stands through the storms of life, because none of us will escape this life without death or loss or accidents or trials or betrayals. All of us are going to have these storms in our life. They're going to hit the faithful and the unfaithful. The key difference is how we respond to it, where we gather our strength to make it through. I absolutely love the sacrament of Holy Communion because it reminds me not only of Jesus, as he called us to do. He said, do this in remembrance of me. But it reminds me that when we partake of Holy Communion, we're doing it with all of the saints in glory. That we are connecting ourselves together as one body. It is not only for the forgiveness of sins, but it gives us grace, it gives us mercy, it gives us sustenance. It helps us make it through the next day, the next week, and the next month. It fortifies us and strengthens us. We've all seen footage or perhaps been in the middle of a terrible storm, a hurricane, or a tornado. Perhaps you have rushed to board up your windows or taken your family. I know I used to take all my kids down to the basement or into that hallway that had no windows when the terrible storms came. I can remember my first DS, Michelle Cobb, at a church in Kokomo where we had all gone to support Africa University in the middle of the terrible tornado that hit there, what, 5-6 years ago? That beautiful woman walked through the church. There was at least 500 people crowded into little bitty quarters, little hallways, and she sang, great is thy faithfulness. And there was something about the power of her conviction that just made you relax and said, I'm going to be okay. That is the same dividing line between the sinking sand and the solid foundation. In the case of Jesus' parable, the houses and their builders are simply metaphorical, physical symbols for spiritual realities. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man. Conversely, those who hear the words and act upon them are likened to a wise man. Moses' paradigm was very similar to Jesus's. The idea that people had heard the Lord's word through the law of Moses. And for Jesus, people heard his word through the Sermon on the Mount. They all knew what they needed to do. Therefore, it was their choice as to whether or not they lived wisely. But Jesus was very matter-of-fact about it. There are going to be storms. The wisdom of the one house builder did not insulate him from the wind and the rain. The difference between those two builders was not that one would experience the storms of life and the other one would be spared. No, they would both have difficulties. The difference is how that foundation was built. And I'm thankful for most of you here. Your foundation was built in childhood. And that's why I ask you to really be praying for this VBS program. That is our mission to Seymour. It is a mission opportunity. If you can help, whether it's by donating items, go back there and get you a fistful of the things that Taylor is collecting. We need all of your prayers. Show up. If you can't help every day, just show up and be present so that the kids would see you here. I think I've told you before, but I'm going to say it again. My entire life was changed by my 5-year-old boy going to VBS on a bus with his sister. The boy came home and he said, Mama, are you saved? Oh, to this day, I still regret my answer. I looked at him and I said, Raymond, if you want to believe that stuff, you go ahead. Mama has different beliefs. That little boy cried so hard that his shoulders shook all day long. And he prayed until a couple years later his sisters and I were baptized in the church together. That VBS is one of the greatest mission opportunities that we have. It helps to build a foundation. But even those of us who came to Christ late can have a solid foundation. I don't know about you, but have you ever told your kids, I know I did, will you just listen? Things would be so much easier if you would just listen to me, if you would just obey. And then you ride that line when something happens to them. You want to say, well, that's what you get for not listening to Mom. If you had obeyed the rules, things would have been okay. It's important to communicate that, but it's also important not to crush their little spirits. Well, I remember thinking when my kids didn't obey and I would have to talk to them, I wish they had come with an instruction manual. They did. Might not have everything in it, but here's the instruction manual right here. We prepare them for life. I wish I had done a better job with my kids. They would be on more solid ground. My youngest is. She's one of them that had one of those duct tape Bibles before they were popular. Her Bible at 12 or 13 years old was coming apart. Was covered up with duct tape. She did listen to the Word of God and obeyed it. Those of us with the foundation in Christ who know His authority and His love may be tempted to sway back and forth during the crises, during the storms of life. But the good news of today's gospel is that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Take heart, beloved. You and I are reminded in His authority, an authority that will not let us go. No matter how turbulent the winds of life are, if we hold tight to His promises and actually do His word, not just listen to it, and act it, put it into action, He will not fail us. He will be with us until the end of this age, and we will be given the strength to overcome anything in life and in death. Let us then, as a church family, take this opportunity to build together, because it is an opportunity. We are the body of Christ. We are family. We may have differences from time to time, but when we come together united, we stand strong. Building is better with directions. Have you ever tried to put together a piece of furniture without reading the directions? I tried to put together a very intricate entertainment center and thought I knew what I was doing without reading the directions. 3 hours later, my children sat and watched me. They went and called a friend, real good with tools, Debbie. She came in and sat there for a little while, and finally she said, Angel, will you let me help you? No, I'm going to get this. Did you read the directions? Glared at her. Life is better with directions. We have the directions. We have the solid foundation of support. We have one another. We can make it through any of the storms in life.